Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, DJ Dangler. He's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Nice home in Nazareth. Traveling to the town of Bethlehem. She looks roly-poly, cause inside there's something holy. She's about to deliver salvation to man. Shepherds make their gift lists. Proud Mary starting Christmas. Rolling, 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 rolling toward redemption. Up in a stable, there she has the child, and Joseph says, oh me, oh my, a teeny little Messiah. Let's call him Mickey, but the name didn't stick. Oh, shepherds make their gift list. Primary star Christmas. Rolling, 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 rolling toward redemption. You know he looked divine. You know he looked all right. And the angels sang
some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Our special guest is comedian DJ Dangler.
Hey, everybody.
DJ's a great comedian, and he's hanging out with us this morning. We're going to talk again with DJ in just a couple seconds. We'll once again defer to Mr. McGee at the sports desk. What have you got over there?
More bucket list items. I think I'd like to do this. Arrive by seaplane.
Oh yes.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I'd like to do that too. That's fun.
In Dark Knight, when they're on the yacht with the models, and plane lands, and then he dives into the water. It's a Hawkeye move.
Yeah.
You ever see the movie? Not the song, but the movie called Night Moves
with Gene Hackman.
With Gene Hackman,
I've never seen it.
It's a great movie, and Mr. Hackman was in here. And by the way, incredibly nice guy, and I asked Gene Hackman, is it that movie Night Moves? What the hell happened at the end? He goes, I have no idea. I couldn't figure it out either. There's a great seaplane sequence in that. There's a great Jimmy Buffett song about a seaflight. You ever hear that one? Where he's getting shot at? We can't play that on the radio. There's too many bad words.
I would think getting off and on a seaplane's crazy hard.
I would think so, too.
Like, it was one of those, you're like, oh, that'd be really
cool. You're going to get your feet wet.
Like, landing would be cool, but mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to see
me. Do they call it landing?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
A water landing. Water landing, probably.
Yeah. It's not land. It's a misuse of the word.
It's a watering.
Josh, work on that.
That one lands. Well, I see what you're saying. There's no land involved.
There, George Carlin.
They call it a watering.
What else is on that bucket list, Chick?
Police ride along.
See, that's I've done that.
That goes with skydiving.
Does it count if you're in the back of the car and you're handcuffed, or do you have to be?
Yeah, I've done that.
I'm saying I've been in the front, so yeah,
right. Off my bucket list.
I was cuffed.
Christy, you've done that?
Yeah, way back in the day.
Getting out of a ticket?
No.
Backseat.
Anything else going on?
I had a friend who was a police officer.
Standing at the window, you working away.
On the night. You saying something?
Speaking of the circus, little sword swallowing.
Like this. You are a bad lieutenant.
Things in that mirror are larger than they are.
Everything's about sex with you guys. Everything.
I'm a pervert.
I'm a real horny loser over here. Yeah.
Wrap a snake around your neck.
I've done that.
That's
on your bucket list?
Never.
That's on a bucket
You wouldn't
list.
Do it, Pat?
No.
You ever done that, Tom? We've had snakes in here.
We had that gigantic...
We had a boa in here.
That yellow snake that was like 40 feet long. It was terrible.
That's what I took a picture with in Singapore. Like $10. The guy was just selling Polaroids. You just
snakes
put it around your neck.
God's mistake.
That sounds safe.
No, they're not.
You should kill them. Kill
DJ,
them
when I was a kid, we were on a road trip, and we had plastic snakes, and my dad went to the gas station, and we wrapped them all around the steering wheel, and he walks in, okay, who's, oh my gosh, oh my, really, oh, you're trying to kill your father. Very funny.
Well, as you know, 99% of snake deaths are from the heart attack, not from the poison.
Really?
No, that's false, but I like to believe that. So what else is on this bucket list? Who made this?
Let's see. Just random. Attend a rodeo. Bathe an elephant, it says.
What?
Wash an elephant.
I have
done that.
I have been with an elephant.
How
many drinks did you have?
In the most intimate way.
No, honey, you're not heavy.
This Come is on. A true story. You remember this, Christy. I was the Ringling Brothers Circus was here. And the elephants were tethered in the parking garage of the arena.
Sure.
And we went there with a film crew.
Oh.
And I'm standing with the trainer.
No, it's fine, Willie. They're tethered by their necks.
No, they're tethered by their foot.
That makes it better.
They're chained up.
Well, they have DUIs. Well,
they didn't want them going and stomping on my Nissan 260Z, whatever the hell it was.
280Z, but go on.
I don't know. I just was the great best car I ever had. So I'm standing doing this piece with this guy and this elephant, and I was wearing Zubaz, which were those sort of lightweight sweatpants.
Why?
What a coincidence. Yeah, wow,
I'm surprised to hear this.
I know, because I never wear those anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. The elephant's trunk went in my pocket. And he took the keys to my car, and the guy with me had to very quickly react to get them back.
I wonder what he would have took if you had nothing in your pocket.
Yeah.
Wow.
My dick!
He ripped my dick off!
It was the famous. It was the famous Russian trainer. What is it? Tortordikov.
Tortordikov. Yes.
Mr. Tortordikov.
Well, no. If he went in your pocket, Tom, I'm sure he thought it was just another trunk.
Yes. Thank you. No. That was. I'm not. And then my keys were covered in elephant snot.
Oh.
Yes.
Totally true story.
Okay.
And it was a 280Z.
Do you wash an elephant with
believe
like...
Believe me, I'm well aware. I love that car.
Big brushes.
I want to get one of those big wands they have at the car wash you can drive in, and you can just like shoot it with all the soap, and then you can get the nice wax finish at the end.
Yeah.
That must be genetic. I love a power washer. I'm about to buy a new one.
Can I have your old one?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Oh, I love power. But I need to get a really serious one.
It's like a therapeutic thing, power washing something. Like, it feels good.
You know, look, she'll get this.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll take care of that odor.
That was a little rough.
Do you ever go a little bit too far with power washing and etch a...
Yeah, in wood, yes.
In your wood?
On a deck.
No.
Yes, yeah. You can also cut your toe off with a power washer. Yeah. Oh, they're the best.
Here's something from the bucket list.
Yeah.
Tell your dad you love him.
All right, next question. What's on there next? What's the next
I love you, Willie. You're my you're my son.
Don't
you're
make
the
a
best.
Show out of it. Let's
I love you. You're my son. Social norm.
No, he said,
I must love you.
What he said was, I love you. You're my you're my son.
He's you said it like it's a math proof.
So therefore, father son equals love.
What do these three dots mean? I see them in math. I don't understand. But I think
you're like
means...
an alien who sees how dads act on TV, and you're like, well, this is how it's done. I gotta say, I love him. He's my son.
Write a love note with lipstick on a bathroom mirror.
I've never done that.
I have never done that.
Have you ever had one written for you?
No.
Maybe have you ever?
Is anyone here? And I'm not. I'm going to order everyone in this room.
Yes.
Has anyone here ever been in a situation in which dawn is arriving and you cannot find your underwear?
Yeah.
And you were at someone else's abode.
Oh,
yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't
probably.
I couldn't find my wallet. I left without it. Ooh. I had to go back.
Oh,
and
that's
my
rough.
Yeah, that was rough.
Was it a professional encounter or
a professional?
Well, his wallet
was out. Are you asking?
He had to go back to the brothel.
Are you asking if it was a prostitute? Is that what you're asking?
I think that's the implication.
No, you take your pants off, your wallet falls out, and I didn't know it did. Yeah.
Was it someone that you knew well?
No.
Oh.
No.
Ooh, he had to go back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. Boy. Yeah. Was he upset?
Yeah. You're gay.
He was so upset. Gay as the day is long.
Ace, have you ever left your, as we know, holy underwear? Have you ever?
No.
Really?
Very organized on road trips.
Road trips?
Sure you are. Oh.
That's not true.
DJ,
you had to have made a mistake at some point in your life.
Choosing this career.
By the way, DJ, I don't know if you've heard this or not, but Ace Cosby has a problem. He farts a hole in his underwear.
Over time.
That's remarkable. That's why I go with none. Like I said.
You are commando at this age.
Huh? A lot.
At this age?
At this age. Well, things can go wrong.
You're just more comfortable?
I hate getting older. I mean, I'm only 42, but I'm aging bad. The other night, I farted for so long, I fell asleep in the middle of it.
Well, that is old.
That's old.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gross. Yeah. I woke up, I asked my girlfriend how it ended, and she was like, not good. Better than lost, but
there are many. As you age, there are many new records that you will set.
The length is really weird me out.
All the things you laughed at when you were a kid, and all of a sudden, that was me. Yeah, and as your hearing goes, you have no idea that it's audible.
Yeah, that happened 2 weeks ago in here, didn't it, Chick?
Yeah.
He came, he was standing right next to you, farted right next to you.
Farted as loud as anything
And what
ever
did
heard
he say?
You weren't supposed to hear that.
Yeah.
He wanted to cry. He just wanted to.
You wanted to come over and fart next to me, which I guess is kind of endearing.
It was a crop dusting.
That's how abusive this relationship is. Oh, when you take him farting in your face as endearing.
Hey, yeah. And any attention is good attention.
Everybody in here, we all have Shaker Heights syndrome. We've all been tricked into thinking that we're actually, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We're relating to the kidnapper, finally.
That's right.
Stockholm syndrome.
Thank you very much.
Another a bucket list, blow glass.
Oh.
No, who wants to do that?
Yeah, who's glass?
I'd love to blow glass.
I thought you were just talking lines.
I know a guy.
Blow.
you know a guy who blows glass?
Absolutely. There's a. I mean, it's really scary because it's
so hot.
Super hot.
Yeah,
very hot.
My friend, you know him. His son's an expert at it.
Okay.
If you want to do it, I can get it done for you.
I could probably get it done, but okay.
I'll tell you, where's the glass?
My God.
I didn't have to ask me before I tell you.
Over in the neighborhood. I know where.
Yeah, there is one in that neighborhood.
Now, what would
yes
you make? No, let me go. Willie?
If duck?
You,
I know this. What Willie would make.
Willie, if you were.
I would make a nice flower vase that doubles as a bong. Thank you very much. Yes.
You'd make it for your grandma. And then, by the way, Grandma, it also makes a very nice ball.
I will say, my grandma does, at her place, she's got this little like chest with a bunch of, there's, you know, just little trinkets.
Sure.
There's a little rooster.
Curios.
And there's a little vase, and there's just little things mm-hmm that she's collected through the years. And I gave her my Willie Griswold rolling papers, and she has them displayed next to all of her little things. It's very cute.
I was going to make my grandma a vase, but then I remembered that the cemetery just has a pipe right there in front of the tombstone.
Really? Yeah. You missed Mr. Sexy back to death, huh? Thank you very much. Yeah, okay, let's talk to our guests, shall we? Oh, we're out of time. No, we're not. I'm sorry. DJ Dangler joins us. DJ is one of my favorites. Now, you mentioned girlfriend because you were married. That didn't work out. Is that correct?
No, not even a little bit.
Is this someone, is this someone new?
Yeah, this is someone new. This one's so nice. It's
what do you mean, is it someone new? Is he dating his ex-wife?
No, it's happened before.
That's happened, but
I look kind of dumb.
I get it.
One of the most brilliant comedians of all time, in my mind, Robert Schimmel.
Oh, yeah. He married
the same woman, what, three times?
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Hilarious.
But you're with a new girlfriend.
Yeah.
How long have you been together?
3 years.
Oh, wow.
Long time.
Okay.
Does she live in your house?
Yeah.
Or do you live in hers?
No, she lives she lives in mine. We live together. It's great. She's beautiful.
Oh, I bet.
I know that's a dumb... She has a little flaw that I love.
Okay.
She has like a little crossed eye, just like a little... crooked eye, nothing like crazy, and her glasses fix it right away, and like her contacts. It's like the only time I ever notice it is if I'm like getting laid in the morning.
Yeah.
So like every now and then it'll happen, and I'll think I am just crushing it. I'll see that crooked eye, and I'm like, I'm King Kong. Then I wrap up and I see the eye still crooked, and I was like, I should go mow the lawn or something. That was some stolen valor on my end. I did. That wasn't me even a little bit.
So good he made her eyes cross.
That's some great like cartoon physics and biology.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All that stuff you see in cartoons. That's great. DJ Dangler is our guest. And am I correct in saying you have a brother?
I do.
And his name is?
I just got to see him over Mother's Day. I got to see my big brother, Peter Dangler.
Oh!
And that really is his name?
His real name, Peter Dangler. Yeah.
Does he go by Pete?
Just yeah, he goes
calm,
by Pete.
Yeah, calm down. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that would be the greatest porno name.
It would be, but...
Didn't your dad know what he was doing?
I honestly don't think he did.
Yeah, got it in the right... Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
You mean his dad, Dick Dangler?
Yeah.
And I know that DJ is Dick Jr., so yeah, he's covering him. All his bases.
All of us.
Is your real name Dick?
No, my full name is just DJ. Like, that's all I have. Like, that's... like I'll
that's
show you,
it?
Yeah, I'll show you my license if you're laying out lines. No, that is. That's all I've got.
All right. Let's see now. What did I want to tell you here? A couple things.
That seems kind of lazy on your parents.
No, people always talk like I'm the youngest in a family, and people are like, "Oh, you're spoiled." And I'm like, you forget how lazy parents of six can be. Like,
oh, sure.
DJ Dank, does that sound like they really did their heart? Like, they were by six kids. They didn't. They were like, "Your name's DJ. One of the other ones will show you the kitchen." we're done.
We're too lazy to give you a vowel.
Yeah, they saw this forehead, and they were
does
like, "He's going to be too dumb."
Does it
for
stand
a vowel.
For something? Was it someone's? Was
truth,
it some
justice and the American way? What do you stand for? Yeah.
Yes.
DJ stands for a lot of things.
No, I mean, was it referencing a friend of theirs or something?
My dad is a Denny John.
Oh.
And so he just thought it was cute, and I was going to be DJ regardless.
Okay.
And that's great.
Lucky.
You know, people love it when your entire personality
DJ regardless is doing the main stage at Lollapalooza this year. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Lucky if mom was it, you know, like Virginia Daniels. You'd be VD Dangler. That sounds like a very, very bad weekend. Bucket list suggestion.
Okay. Feed a koala bear to a crocodile. See, now that's a bucket list I can get by.
Am I a total? I would do it.
No, you wouldn't.
Happily. Yes.
Are you using a small crane to lower him down?
No. I'm holding him.
Yes, I'm right there.
And I wait for the croc to open. I just toss him in.
No.
I'm holding the koala. I'm at one last snuggle. No. And then right in the
And I whisper into its ear. See you.
Can't the koala bite
monsters.
Back?
No, they can claw.
Don't koalas bite or claw?
Oh, all the time, real lazily. Mm. it's like fighting. Like it's like fighting a junkie.
Dude, forget a
Clydesdale.
I want to come back as a crocodile that gets eat koalas all day.
Oh, no.
What? The koala bears don't have an
They're not bears.
Predator.
Oh, you do stuff at a zoo. Let me feed a koala to something.
We don't have koalas at our zoo.
You have koala burgers though.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do. Oh, God, you think I'm serious again.
No, you mean Jesus. They have genuine koala coats. That's right. It takes 18 koalas to make a small.
None of the koalas get killed unless we wear them.
Okay, now
I don't think you can feed a koala though to an no, but I read somewhere that like koalas are so dumb that if you take their plant, like their leaves off the thing, they won't know it's food.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah, like koalas are dumb.
They're the idiots of the... Yeah.
But they're so cute.
Well, you're allowed to be cute when you're that dumb.
How do they keep... They just... Somebody comes up... Why aren't they eating every day? They're just laying there.
I have no idea.
I mean, I know they're up in the trees, but there are other people that...
They sleep like 20,
one more bucket list item.
2 hours
what do you
a
got?
Day.
Kiss in the rain. How about that? Oh, me and God. You, Tom. How about that?
Kissing what?
Kiss in the rain.
Kiss in the rain.
Oh, if I said kissing the ring.
The Pope's.
Yeah, okay.
Stand under a waterfall. Oh, swim with manatees. That might be kind of cool. No?
That'd be kind of cool.
No.
How about...
Manatees are just fat dolphins.
Well, I understand they're the underwater rapists.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.